You're tuned in to Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
Hey, what's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? We're here in the studio, Praise 107.9, having a good time. I'm excited to be here. And I have our guest again, Miss Melinda Rackley of Rack City Inspiration,
Hello.
Helping us out. Anyways, you guys know that we are brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. We're a Bible-based training company, and what we like to do is, in a nutshell, we teach people how to have and enjoy life, whether that's with your money, with your family, with your children, with your job, with your business. We have a lot of resources, and we make sure that you are not just getting information, but you are coming out with actual quantifiable productivity. You know, people say stuff like you can't have guarantees in life, and I don't believe that. I guarantee you that if you got on 95 South and you keep driving, I guarantee you'll reach Miami. I guarantee it. Just don't stop driving. You know, so I believe in guarantees, and I guarantee you that when we sit with you with your money, if you do what we show you how to do, I guarantee you that you will be better off and you will have some of the things that you've been after. I guarantee you that if we sit with you concerning your marriage or your children, I guarantee that it will get better if you do what we show you to do that the Word of God has to offer. So anyways, that's what we do. And then also we have, you know, one of our sponsors, and we're happy to have her as a sponsor. Her name is Chocolate Fee. She's a poet in the city of Jacksonville. She's an amazing person. I know her personally, and she has an event coming up. It's called From Pain to Purpose, and you really need to be there. If you've ever dealt with anything or gone through anything, this will help you mine out of it some positivity. This will help you navigate from where you are to where you want to go. And she's an amazing, amazing young lady. I know her personally. I know her testimony, and she is the deal. The event will be at Two Saints Bar and Grill, and it's on the address is 8963 103rd Street, and it starts at 5. But the doors open at 5:30, but the show starts at 6 p.m. And if you want to get some pictures with her and hang out with her and talk with her at 5:30, that's what you can do. General admission is $15, $30 for VIP. I believe the VIP tickets are sold out, though. I will be in the house. I will be present. I believe that Miss Melinda Rackley will be there as well. She'll be singing. And so anyways, it's going to be fun. If you want tickets and more information, you can call the Talbert Management Agency. That is actually my brother's company, a phenomenal guy doing an amazing job with some artists here in the city. 904-701-8774. Or you can reach Chocolate herself at 878-POET. That's 904-878-POET. So any information you need, go ahead and call Talbert Management Agency at 904-701-8774. Or call Chocolate at 904-878-POET. So you guys know what we've been talking about. We've been talking about money. And the reason we've been talking about money is because I believe that we have to talk about money. And you know my philosophy. In church, we talk about marriage. We talk about how to be a better husband and a better wife. We talk about all those things. We talk about how to be more forgiving. But we just don't talk about how to be smart with your money, you know. And you can't convince me that God wanted us to be good at everything except for dealing with our finances. Right. That's insane to me. I don't believe that. And I'm telling you, you need to look at it and you need to learn about it. And, you know, I said that one of the things that we have is generational wealth and riches, abundance, enough efficiency, and not enough. And so we are not enough. You are at enough. You are at abundance. You are at wealth and riches, or you are at generational wealth and riches. And if you don't know where you are, you got to start there. Where are you in that pocket? Are you at not enough? Are you at enough? Are you at abundance? Are you at wealth and riches? Or are you at generational wealth and riches? If you don't know where you are, how do you get started? How do you fix it? How do you deal with it? And one of the things that we wanted to talk about today is to help you get there. If you've been at not enough, it takes miracles every single day for you to move forward. It takes a miracle. We don't know how we're going to do it. We don't know how to get from where we are to where we're going to go. You know, and when you're at not enough, you really don't have an answer. You know, somebody could knock on the door with groceries. Somebody could knock on the door and say, hey, you was on my heart. I want to bless you with some money. You know, we believe, you know, I've heard preachers say this, and I don't debate about it. You know, I had a bill to pay. I called up AT&T, and for some reason, they didn't have me down there. They said I was paid in full. I don't know how it happened. So, you know, at the end of the day, my point is, when you're at not enough, it's just miracle after miracle after miracle after miracle happening.
This segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. It's a Bible-based training company. Please give them a call. The number is 904-533-6154. That is the office. We would love to connect with you to get you some training and tools so that you can better your life and increase your finances, your wealth, and your health overall. And if you'd like to call in today, you can give us a call, 904-296-2251. I believe we're going to have a giveaway today as well, so please keep listening and enter into the giveaway so that you can get a free ticket to the Chocolate Feed Pain to Purpose show that is coming up. Again, Harvest Group Institute is the this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. If you would like to be a sponsor on the radio show for, you know, Harvest Group Institute and for the show, give us a call so that we can connect with you. The number is 904-533-6154.
And so, did we give them this number?
Yes. And if you want to call into the radio station, the number is 904-296-2251. And please remember, we are doing a giveaway today. So please, 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 we want to see these lines lighting up.
Okay, cool. And so, yes, and we appreciate that. Thank you so very much. And don't forget that about the event that we have coming up with From Pain to Purpose with Chocolate at Two Saints Bar and Grill on 103rd Street, 8968. Doors open at 5:30. The event starts at 6 p.m. The tickets are $15. The VIP are sold out. We will actually be there. Miss Melinda will be singing. I will be there supporting Chocolate, who is an amazing person. Pain into Purpose. You don't want to miss it. Call Talbert Management Agency at 904-701-8774. Or you can reach Chocolate herself at 904-878-POET. And so, we wanted to sit down today and talk about, where are you? Are you at the place of not having enough? Look at your life and say, do I not have enough? And it's okay to be honest about it. And then, and if you are at the place of not enough, it's a place of miracles. It's a place of God working things out. It's a place of, I don't know how the bills are getting paid. We definitely have more month than we have money. And we just want to thank God for what's happening and what he's doing. And if you're there, you know, take time to get to know God, to increase your faith, for him to take you to a place of not enough. We definitely have a promise of God for sufficiency. And so when you are at enough, though, just enough, I've been at just enough. And just enough is, you know, hey, I got just enough to pay the bills. I don't have really anything extra, but I have just enough. I have enough to pay the bills. The kids are eating. We got gas in the car. We got groceries in the house. And we have just enough going on financially. And so if that's where you are, take a moment and look at it. Are you at that place of just enough, having just enough? And again, if you got any questions, go ahead and give us a call at 904-296-2251. We really do want to hear from you. We got a giveaway as well. You can learn about that if you call in, 904-296-2251. But are you at a place of having just enough? And it's okay if you do. But the goal is to get to a place of having extra. And so you want to ask yourself, like, where are you? Are you there at just enough? If you are, it's okay. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't try to pretend to have more than what you have. Don't buy things that you cannot afford. Accept where you are. I am in a place of having just enough. And you got to define that for yourself. Where are you? Look at it. Talk to your wife about it. Don't be afraid of the conversation. And I know sometimes men are afraid of this conversation. And so I would say the first step, you know, in this whole idea is, if you're married today, tomorrow, sit down with your spouse, say, babe, let's look at our money really closely and see where we are.
And I think we have a caller.
Yes.
No? Okay.
And so sit down with your husband or wife and say, babe, let's do this. Let's sit down and see where we are. We heard the guy on the radio talking today. Let's first say, do we have enough money, baby? Are we paying the bills on time? Are we paying a bunch of late fees? Let's sit down and see where we are. Do that. And once you do that, then you can start to identify where you are and what you need to do.
So, and I want to chime in here to say that, you know, a lot of times when we're at that place of where are you, that's a difficult conversation to have. It's uncomfortable for a lot of people to talk about where they are. So I think we do have someone that has called in. So we have Miss Katrina on the line.
Hello, Katrina. Hey. How are you today?
I am blessed. I am very blessed. Hello, Melinda.
Hello.
The conversation that you all are having, I felt that I was living beyond my means at one point.
Okay.
So at what point do you, how do I say, at what point are you honest with yourself to say that I'm living beyond my means? Because God gives us everything that we need in order to survive.
Yes, ma'am.
For instance, going to Starbucks versus, you know, bringing your coffee, you know, from home or bringing your breakfast from home. I started packing my lunch instead of eating out.
Right. Well,
are you honest?
Yes, ma'am. Well, I want to acknowledge one thing you said, and I'm very happy you said it and proud of you for saying it. You said, because I know that God gives me everything I need.
Yes.
And I think that's the first place to start. When I talk to people about their money, the first thing they want to say is, I don't have enough. Or I don't have anything extra, as if God's word is not true, that he will leave you fed, filled up, and left with extra. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so for you to first say, you know what? I can't change the word to fit me. I have to change me to fit the word. So I know that God has given me enough, and I need to know, where am I eating away at the enough that he's given me? And you know, you say, where do you start? I think it's just at a very simple conversation with oneself, probably like you did, Katrina, where you just say, you know what? God has better for me, and I got to look at my life and see what's going on and why am I not living his best financially?
And so, Katrina, that was a wonderful question. And something that I did for myself was to first identify, do I need this?
Exactly.
Because God does say he'll give us what we need. And a lot of things we don't really need. We want them because we see them, but we don't actually need them.
Thank you all so much.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, indeed, indeed, indeed. And so, that's the question. That's the answer, I believe. See, look at yourself and say, okay, God, what do I need? And why do I feel like I don't have enough? Why do I feel like I don't have what I'm supposed to have?
Right.
What am I doing that's eating away at the enough that you have given me? Because I can tell you what, like you said, Katrina, God has given you enough, you know?
Exactly.
And depending on where you are financially, if you'd like some help creating some more strategies, you can give us a call at the office at 904-533-6154. And we can sit with you and help you create something. But if you're doing great, kudos to you. Be a blessing to others. Pray for people. And make sure you're sowing. Amen?
Amen. Thank you so much. I love you both.
Yes.
Thank you so much. And I will see you all on the 27th.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So this segment, again, is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Please give us a call. The number is 904-533-6154. We would love to connect with you to give you some skills and techniques so that you can move from not enough to having more than enough.
Awesome. And don't forget about From Pain into Purpose with Miss Chocolate Fee. She is an amazing poet. It will be at Two Saints Bar and Grill, 8968 103rd Street. It starts at 5:30. And the door is open at 5:30. You can hang out with her, take pictures with her. The show starts at 6 p.m. It's $15 general admission and $30 VIP. But again, I think that they are sold out. I will be there just in support of her, wanting to listen to her poetry and her ministry, and those that will be there as well. Melinda will be there singing. And she is an amazing singer, so I'm sure she's going to kill it. You don't want to miss that. And you want to get tickets, call Talbert Management Agency at 904-701-8774 for more information. Anything that you're not getting from us, you can get there, 904-701-8774, or call Chocolate herself, 904-878-POET. That's 904-878-POET.
We want to hear from you now. The call-in line here is 904-296-2251. I know we're giving you a lot of numbers, but just remember that one. If you call in, we'll give you all the rest of the numbers.
Yes, yes, indeed. And so, so remember, where are you? And I'm at a place of having just enough. Sit down with your wife. Sit down with your husband. Have the hard conversations. And I'll say this before I move on. Men, don't get afraid of that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
when your wife says, hey, babe, what's going on? Don't be afraid of that conversation. Don't be afraid to have it with her. Don't be afraid to break out the checkbook. Don't be afraid to admit, you know, babe, I'm messing up. I don't know how to keep track, or I'm just not watching like I should. And ask your wife for help. It's okay. Sometimes they are a little more organized. Sometimes they are a little more able to see what's happening. And so do it together. And men, I implore you, do not be afraid to have that conversation. Don't feel like she's nagging. Don't feel like she's getting on your nerves. She's asking because she wants to go to a certain financial destination, and she knows that you are the head of the house. And so she's coming to you saying, hey, babe, where are we financially? Can we sit down and discuss it? Don't avoid it. Quit avoiding it. Sit down and have that conversation so you can see where you guys are. And if, again, being it just enough, I want to talk about how to get out of the place of just enough. Yeah, something you wanted to share?
Yes. And for the women, you know, I know you were just addressing the men, but for the women, we have to create these safe environments where our mates feel comfortable with talking to us about those things, and understanding that virtuous women create. So when a man is able to tell us, you know, this is where we are, honey, this is what we have, the woman can go out and create a little more, you know, just from knowing where we are in our finances.
Right. No, that's good stuff. And I joke a lot of times that men are dumb.
he said it. I didn't.
So indeed, young lady, you know, make a safe space for men to talk. They need to feel like they're smart.
They're smart. They need to feel really smart.
They need to feel like it. So anyways, again, so do you know where you are? Do you know what you need? And you hear me say this before. I've said it a million times over the air. If you know all the players on the Jaguar team, but you do not know what it takes for your house to run, mm-hmm. that is a problem. Mm-hmm. If you know all of the players on your favorite basketball team, but you do not know the cost of all of your bills, then, you know, that's a problem. Or all of the income that's coming in, that's a problem. And so there's no way to know where you are unless you sit down with your wife and say, okay, babe, this is all that's going out, and this is all that's coming in. Mm-hmm. And then you take what's going out and subtract it from what's coming in, and you have where you are. That is the profit margin for your household. That is your extra, you know, and you need to know how much extra you have, because you may already be an extra and don't know it. Mm-hmm. I sit with many couples and they're like, man, Joseph, we just don't have enough. We don't have enough. We don't have enough. It seemed like we're robbing Peter to pay Paul. And I simply say, well, let's get the emotions out of the way, and numbers don't lie. Numbers don't lie at all. Let's sit down and look at everything that's coming in. Then we look at everything that's going out, and they're like, oh my, it's $120. It's $120 difference. I say, yeah, that's the extra in your household. Well, where is it? Well, it's ate up by late fees. Mm-hmm. It's being eaten up by all of the food and the eating out and all of that stuff, going back and forth and back and forth, trying to figure out where you are, because there's no order to your spending. And so you may be in a place of having extra already, or you sit down in those numbers and it's like, oh my, babe, we got more going out than we got coming in. Well, you need to know that. You need to know where you are. Sit down with your family. And if you're single, do the same thing. Sit down with it and say, where am I? Am I at a place of not enough? Am I at a place of just enough? Or am I at a place where I do actually have a little bit extra? And if you know that, then we can start moving forward. So, but again, if you're in the place of just enough, that's what you want to do, is see what's coming in, what's going out, and then just enough. The first place with just enough is, I would say this, and again, remember, just enough is, we don't have a lot of extra. We got enough to pay the bills, we got enough to eat, we got enough to pay for the daycare, what have you, and it's just enough. Then you sit down with your wife, your husband, and you say, okay, babe, where can we cut back? That's number two. So remember, the first thing to do is sit down and say, where are we? Mm-hmm. Look at what's coming in. Look at what's going out. Subtract what's going out from what's coming in, and that's where you are. And then secondly, say, can we cut back anywhere? Mm-hmm. Is there anywhere we can cut back? You know, if you got Comcast cable, you got the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Pack, and, you know, it comes with everything plus a kitchen sink. You know, you're paying $999 a month just to watch TV on two channels when you done paid for 1,300 channels. Then you might be able to say, you know what, babe, let's cut back on the cable. We only watch 10 shows. We're both at work a lot, or what have you. Find where you can cut back. You know, but if you've pushed yourself all the way to the limit of everything, there's no place to cut back.
And give us a call here at the station. We want to hear from you. The number is 904-296-2251. Again, the number is 904-296-2251. And this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call so that we can give you the tips that you need to increase and grow. The number is 904-633-6154, and that will be to Joseph's office so that you can talk with him, sit down with him, and he can kind of do some coaching with you. Again, it's Harvest Group Institute. And give us a call here at the radio station, 904-296-2251.
Yes, thank you so very much. And so, yeah, you want to say, this is where we are, this is what's going on, and where can we cut back? If we can cut back on, you know, the cell phone bills, mm-hmm. If we can cut back on the cable, if we can cut back on the eating out, if we can cut back on the groceries, you know, I know three and, you know, it's like a 3 or 4 family home and they're spending $700 a month on groceries.
What?
It's like, brother, you might not be able to eat top sirloin steak. It's okay. You don't have to right now. You know, you got to look at where can I cut back, because you need to. You got to make the distance between what's going out mm-hmm. and what's coming in. That distance needs to be as big as it can be. So what can we cut back on is number one. And then the second one, is there any way to increase our income? Mm-hmm. Is there any kind of business that we have? Is there any kind of talents that we have? Is there anything that we're doing to where we can maybe start to make more money, that we can generate some more revenue coming into the house? And that's okay to think about. And that's okay to talk about. You really want to be doing that anyways. And associated with that is getting incorporated. And corporations have some amazing tax benefits. And you can save money on your taxes. You know, and I'll throw this in there because it's a pet peeve of mine, is when people are like excited to be getting $1,000 back from the taxes mm-hmm. or $2,000 back. Like, man, I hit a lick. I'm getting $2,000 back. It's like, that's your money. You know, and I say it all the time, that's your, if I owed you $50 and said, hey, here's your $50, but you don't run around telling anybody you came up. Mm-hmm. It was yours in the first place, you know. So figure out where you can make money at. Go ahead.
And yesterday I spoke at an event, and one thing I did while I was speaking is I had everybody hold up their hands, you know, and look at your 10 fingers. Imagine that each of your fingers is $1 million.
Oh my, I'm rich.
Right? You are rich. Yes. You have $10 million in your hands. But if you never know what you have,
right,
then you won't have what you need, because you just don't know that you have what you need in your hands.
And
using
yeah,
your talent.
People don't know.
Skills. Yeah.
They don't know. Mm-hmm. They don't know at all. So yeah, that's what's up. So look at what you got. What's your talents? What do you have that people would pay for?
Mm-hmm.
Sit down with your wife. Maybe even bring your kids in.
Yeah.
And sit down and make it a family affair, babies. And what do we have that we can sell? What kind of company can we create as a whole, as a unit, as a family? What can we do to increase our money? And you need to start doing this with your children anyway,
mm-hmm.
so they can start to understand not to spend what they don't have. So they can start to look at where they are and understand finances. It's interesting that in a lot of households, kids are not taught how to balance a checkbook. They
mm-hmm.
were not taught how to use a debit card. They were not taught how to go to the bank. They were not taught how to, you know, I look at kids that don't even know how to pump gas in a car.
Yeah. And you know? Investing. You know,
yes,
that's
and
important.
Investing.
They don't know how to invest in themselves because no one showed them that in their house. Their parents
right.
didn't invest into each other
right.
or their businesses, so they just don't learn that. And that's something that you also can coach people with as well.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And you got to, you know, my mentor teaches me all the time. He said, Joseph, you're the best investment you can make.
Mm-hmm.
Work on yourself more than anything else and everything will fall into place.
Mm-hmm.
And so again, guys, remember what we said. Number one, sit down with your spouse and see, where are we? Look at your money. What's coming in, what's going out, what's left over. Number two, baby, where can we cut?
Mm-hmm.
And then what can we do to bring in more revenue? How can we invest in ourselves to make us money? And then I want to say, I'll say quickly, look at investing in general.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay to invest your money.
Yes.
In companies, in real estate, in the stocks. We can help you create some strategies for that. You need life insurance. You need your retirement taken care of. And you cannot be afraid to do that. And one of the pet peeves I have is people always say, well, what if I lose my money? And I tell you, you're already losing your money.
Mm-hmm.
You spend it on a cheeseburger. You get a cup of coffee every day. You know, that's $1,000 a year. You could have had sitting somewhere making 5% a month or what have you. So you're not afraid to lose money. You're losing money already.
Mm-hmm.
Don't keep telling people you're scared to lose money. And that's why you don't want to invest. You don't want to invest because you don't want to take the time to become a savvy investor.
Yes.
You don't want to learn about it. You don't want to understand it. You don't want to look into it. And a lot of times we've been taught silly things like that's gambling, or we just don't do that kind of stuff, or I'd rather just put my money under the mattress where it makes no interest, or I'd rather just put it in the bank and the bank pays maybe 3% a year, if maybe 3% a year. That's craziness. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so the next thing you want to do is set your goals. Look at, baby, where do we want to be? What do we want to do? And when I say set your goals, I'm not talking about I want to drive a Mercedes type goals. Mm-hmm. Set your goals in the attitude that, okay, we want to make sure that when we pass away, you know, and I'll tell the man this in a heartbeat. Brother, if you don't have life insurance, that's an issue. You love your wife, don't you? You love your kids, don't you? What if you were not here tomorrow? Are they taken care of? Will they be okay? Will they get the house taken, the cars taken? Can her job support everybody? But you're a man, and you've got to have life insurance. You've got to have life insurance. And so when I say goals, I mean goals like that.
Yes.
You know, will your family be taken care of, God forbid, if something happens to you tomorrow? That's a question you got to sit down with your wife and talk about. And I'm not talking about a little $10,000 death benefit where at least the funeral is taken care of. Not at all. We were doing a workshop, and a lady, she had to be like 55. And after the workshop, she walked up to me and she was like, "Everything you're saying, Joseph, is absolutely right." I said, "What do you mean?" She said, "I'm living a good life right now." She said, "My husband passed away." And she said, "And I didn't even," she said, "and he dealt with all the money. Like, I didn't really have to deal with the money. He did all of that. And I didn't really know what was going on. But I know this." She said, "When he died, it paid off the house. It paid off every car."
All right, this segment is brought to you by Harvest Group Institute, a Bible-based training company. Give us a call if you need some coaching. The number is 904-533-6154. That is to the office where you can connect personally with Joseph and get some of these tools and tricks that you need. And then if you would like to call in the radio station, give us a call here, 904-296-2251.
And don't forget about From Pain Into Purpose with Miss Chocolate Fee, an amazing poet in Jacksonville, Florida. She'll be having an event at Two Sinks Bar and Grill, 8968 103rd Street. Doors open at 5:30 to hang out with her and take pictures. It starts at 6 p.m. $15 general admission tickets. I will be in the house hanging out with her, supporting her, being blessed by her ministry. And Miss Melinda will be there as well. She'll be singing and tearing the house down.
I don't know about that.
but if you want to come and check it out and have fun, get in touch with Talbert Management Agency, one of the best management agencies that I know of. His number is 904-701-8774, or call Chocolate yourself at 904-878-POET. That's 904-878-POET. What I was saying was you got to be able to not just make sure that there's a death benefit in place, but that the house is taken care of, sir. So life insurance as a goal, retirement as a goal. What are your goals? With your extra, the extra that you want to create, baby, do we want to have extra? Yeah, we want to have extra. Mm-hmm. And how much extra do you want to have? You know, you need to sit down and talk about that stuff. And I'm actually going to go over all these things again next week. I'm excited about these points. I think they're good points, and I'm going to hit them again. Paul said in the Bible that it's okay to hear it over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. You need to. My mentors tell me the same thing over and over and over again, half of which is because I'm hard-headed, and the other half is because I need to hear it again so I can continue to grow and I can continue to change.
So I think that'll be a good segue for me to say, if you have not already, please like the page, Harvest Group Institute, on Facebook. Go ahead and follow Mr. Joseph. And while you're following him, follow me too, Rack City Inspiration. And if you would like to connect with Joseph in Harvest Group Institute, which is a Bible-based training company, give them a call, 904-533-6154.
Yes, 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 yes. And if you have a company and you want to sponsor one of our segments, you want to be a guest on the show, you want commercials on the show, give us a call at 904-533-6154. We have a book for you called Quick Guide to Discovering the Best You. It's going to bless you. Give us a call at 904-533-6154. Go to harvestgroupinstitute.com, contact us and holler at us. And so we appreciate your time and attention here at Praise 107.9. We love you. Until next time, drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.